Hey, and welcome to the first episode of Investing Secrets. My name is Devin Milson. I'm the founder of Emerging Markets Investment Club. So in this episode, I'm just going to explain what this podcast is about, who I am, and yeah, what to expect from the podcast. So we'll throw back to when I first got started investing. Everybody starts somewhere. This was back around 3 years ago, and I opened my first trading account. Now, I'd recently watched the film The Wolf of Wall Street. I don't know if you've seen it, but it really inspired me to start trading these penny stocks. So yeah, I had a little bit of success. Some coins did really well, but the majority of the penny stocks, you know, went to nothing and I lost a lot of money. But overall, I was positive. And then I started trading the foreign exchange market. I started investing into commodities. I just love it. I love researching, I love reading, and I love investing. So I kept on doing that, but I was kind of doing that in between my 9-to-5 job. So I couldn't really focus on it properly. So in January 2017, I was at my desk at my 9-to-5 job. I was reading an article about Bitcoin, but actually the technology behind Bitcoin. So after like halfway through the article, I realized that my job was on the line because I was an insurance broker, and a broker is a middleman type business, and blockchain is going to disrupt every single middleman type business. And I just sat there, I was like, I need to do something. So I don't know how to code, I don't know cryptography or anything like that. So, you know, how do I get involved in this technology without knowing how to code? And then I realized you can actually invest in these coins. I didn't know it at the time, but you know, these cryptocurrencies, you can trade and invest in the open market. So what I did was, you know, I started speaking to friends and family about it, like you probably have with other investments, and they were all so negative about it. Like, don't invest, it's speculative, it's worthless, it's all of this. And yet, I knew a bit about the fundamental technology, so I knew it did actually have something behind it and the reason why people were investing it, but everybody was telling me not to. So, you know, I went against the herd and I was like, you know what, I'm going to invest in it. It's my life, I need to control my own investments. And I did. So I bought Bitcoin, and guess what happened? 3 weeks later, and it was down 30%. I could see the look on people's faces saying, kind of, you know, I told you so. You know, this actually motivated me more to learn about the technology and what else there was out there. And then I found out this coin called Ethereum. It was, you know, 4 a.m. in the morning. I just had 3 Red Bulls, and I was reading this Bitcoin, on Bitcoin forum, they kept on mentioning this coin called Ethereum, like, oh, this coin's going to go to the moon next, and I was like, what on earth is Ethereum? So I just Googled it, and then I read through the white paper, and my mind was completely blown. They're talking about things called smart contracts and decentralized apps, like proof of stake. If you've never heard of all that before, it goes straight over your head, and it did for me at first as well. But then the more I researched into it, the more I realized how much of an impact this is going to have on our global economy, and how we actually interact as businesses globally. And I was completely mind blown. So I sold all my Bitcoin at a 30% loss, put it all into Ethereum. And then over the next couple of months, Ethereum increased 1,000%, just under 1,000%. And this was the first ever 1,000% return I've ever had. And since then, I've spent months and months learning how to trade the cryptocurrency market because it doesn't react the same way to other, as other markets do. And I spent a lot of money, time, and effort learning how to trade properly. It's a good thing because in 2017, I turned £5,500 into over £175,000. Amazing, right? So my passion now is focusing on investing in emerging markets. As I said before, I'm the founder of Emerging Markets Investment Club, and I find assets that are undervalued or have a very great potential to skyrocket. And you know, the thing is, these opportunities come by so frequently. We're really evolving in the technology space. We've got so many things coming out, like AI, VR, 3D printing. There's so much going on in the background that there will be opportunities to invest in these companies and have a significant return. So that's my focus, and undervalued assets as well. So at the moment, my opinion, commodities are undervalued, stocks are overvalued, real estate's overvalued. This markets all go in cycles, and this podcast will be focusing on which assets are where in the cycles and which assets are undervalued and not being looked at. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. That was just my story, my introduction, and we'll be publishing every week on a Friday. Cheers, and I'll see you in the next episode.